This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The conflict in Iraq just keeps escalating after a Sunni Islamist group so extreme that even al-Qaeda has disavowed it, captured swaths of northern Iraq. That includes Iraq's second largest city, Mosul, and the province surrounding it. Late Sunday, there were reports that the Islamic State in Syria and Iraq, ISIS, had also seized Tal Afar, a mixed Shiite and Sunni town. And ISIS has posted pictures online of an apparent massacre of Shiite Iraqi men said to be soldiers. NPR's Leila Fadel is in the northern Iraqi city of Erbil and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us about those pictures.
Well, they were posted on Twitter accounts connected to ISIS itself. If real, it's a true massacre. 1,700 people, according to ISIS, Shia soldiers, apparently, laid down, shot in the head, and the pictures are titled with things like the dirty Shias and things like this, sort of hearkening to the sectarian warfare that's ahead for Iraq. Now, officials are kind of questioning whether these pictures are actually real.
And the situation inside Mosul right now, you've spoken to residents there?
Yes, and in speaking to residents, they're saying the power and water is back on. There are lines at the fuel station, the university is open, and life is going on as normal for now. Civilians haven't been targeted so far, but there is a fear not only of these unknown gunmen controlling the town, but fears of airstrikes to come to battle them from the government. So people are leaving because they're worried about those airstrikes that will inevitably come to Mosul.
And what about the people who in these past days got out of Mosul and other places where there's been fighting? Have you been able to speak to those refugees?
We have. People continue to flow out of Mosul. They're fleeing to Crete. They're fleeing to Lafat, of course, which is recently apparently taken by ISIS. They're saying they're afraid not of just the present, but of the future, of the fight to come. They're saying that many of them say they walked, they hitchhiked, some took cars. The wealthier have been able to get into the semi-autonomous Kurdish region and rent a room at a hotel, but the rest are staying in camps, in churches, in mosques, and getting help from NGO workers. This is the worst humanitarian crisis in Iraq since 2006, when the first civil war here broke out.
And tell us a bit more about ISIS itself. Is it just this one group, or are others fighting, or are others joining them?
Well, they've taken huge portions of the country at lightning speed. Nineveh, parts of Anbar back in January, parts of Diyala now, Tikrit. It's all very fluid, and it's not just them. Because there has been such a sectarian a feeling that the Sunni Arabs here are being marginalized by the Shia government, they've gotten support from Ba'athists, from different Sunni groups, some saying it's unfortunate that now we see such an extreme group as our defender. But regular civilians just want to escape the violence. They don't want to be there during this fight.
And Leila, are we looking at another civil war in Iraq?
I think it's very possible, and in some places already happening. We're seeing a country that is ripping apart along ethnic and religious lines. ISIS taking Sunni areas, mixed areas, the semi-autonomous region in Kurdistan, hardening their lines and taking territory they believe is theirs, and then the Shias in Baghdad in the south.
Leila, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
That's NPR's Leila Fadel speaking to us from Erbil, Iraq.